Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, Halacha Zayin. As mentioned in the previous Daf, the Mishnah that starts Halacha Zayin, according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim, was included in the previous Mishnah, in the previous Daf, but still, because this is the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, we'll start from there. So the Mishnah printed at the end of Lamed Aleph on Beis says, Metaltlim ner chodosh avalo yoshon. You can carry around a candle. Candle refers to the vessel where you put in there the oil, the wick, and that's how you light the candle. That vessel called the candle, you're allowed to move it if it's new, if it was never used. But if it's old, you're not allowed to move it. Why not? Because it becomes moss, it becomes disgusting. Reb Shimon says, Kol ha-neiros metaltlim, you're allowed to carry all candles. When Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, chutz min haner hadalak b'Shabbos, except the candle which is right now lit on Shabbos. While the candle is being lit, so then removing the oil from the candle will extinguish the candle. So it's usur. So that's why you're not allowed to carry it. But once the candle extinguished, according to Reb Shimon, you can move the candle. Says the Gemara, metaltim nechodesh v'lo yosham, echuli, quoting the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, hey, see Reb Chiyo bar Ado. So Reb Chiyo bar Ado brought a question. V'atanin, we learned in the Mishnah, koyfin salifnei froichim shiyalu v'shiyerdu. You could put a basket, an upside down basket, in front of the chicks. They could go up and down, but once you do that, you're not allowed to move the basket. So why here we say in the Mishnah that you are allowed to move the candle after it extinguishes? And says the Gemara, I'm reading Hadol that Mishnah the Rabbi Yehudon. That's the Girsa of Reb Chaim and many of the other Mefarshim in the Daf. It's not Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yudo. It's Rashi Tevis Reish Yud. This is Rabbi Yudo. What's Rabbi Yudo? The Tani, we have the following Braiso that clarifies the Shitas of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo, and Rabbi Shimon. Kol aneris mitaltalim, you're allowed to carry all candles. Chutz min aner, according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim, shehid liku b'Shabbos tevi Rameir. Rameir says, if this candle was used this Shabbos, even after it's extinguished, you are not allowed to move it. Why? That's called Muktzeh Machmas Isser. It's Muktzeh because of the Isser that it had in the beginning of Shabbos. Once it has the Isser beginning of Shabbos, you cannot move it the entire Shabbos. Rabbi Yudo Imer, Ner Chodesh Mutor L'Taltaloi, V'Yoshon Oso L'Taltaloi. As we saw in our Mishnah, if it's a new candle that was never used, you're allowed to carry it. But if it's an old candle, even if it wasn't used this Shabbos, it was used a different time, you're not allowed to carry it. Why? Because it becomes mos, it becomes disgusting. Meaning, Rabbi Yudo holds Muktzeh Machmas Mi'us. It's a different type of Muktzeh. It's mos, that's why you can't carry it. Reb Shimon Oimer Kol Aner is Metaltalim Chutz Me'aner Hadolak B'Shabbos. And this is also what we saw in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon learns, while the candle is lighting, you can go and move the candle. But Kabo, once it extinguished, Mutra Tataloi, then you could carry in Shabbos. Why? Because Reb Shimon agrees that while the candle is lighting, you can't move it because you have a problem of Isser, like Rameir holds. But he disagrees with Rameir that says Kol Shehukta. According to Rameir, once you start Shabbos with the Isser, you can never move it anymore that Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, no. As long as the Isser is there, I agree, you can move the candle. But once the Isser is not there anymore, you don't have Kol Shehukta, and you could carry it on that Shabbos. So when we're going back to the beginning of this Amud, when you have a basket, an upside-down basket, and the chicks go on top of it, it's also for Shabbos. Why? According to Rabbi Yudah. Because Rabbi Yudah says, something which is muktzeh machmas mi'us, something which becomes disgusting, you can't move. When you have chicks going on top of a basket, it makes the basket muktzeh machmas mi'us. Now the Gemara could have said also that Mishnah regarding the basket is Rabbi Meir that says that once it's muktzeh machmas isser, it becomes usur. But we're not so clear about that, as the Gemara explains right away, because we're not so clear what Rabbi Meir's shita is regarding miyuchad leisser. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbo taver m'shabir yichanon. There is a machlokes of Rabbi Meir v'Rabbo in the name of Rabbi Yichanon. Chad omar divrei Meir kol miyuchad leisser usur. V'chun omar kol sheyichdo leisser usur. Meaning, according to Rameir, when do we say that something which is muktzeh machmas isser is also for Shabbos? Is it something which was even a temporary yichud? He put it there for just a few minutes, it becomes asur? Or only if that's a designation of that kli? That kli, like a ner. A ner is meant to be used for one thing only. It's meant to be used to light a candle. So it's miyuchad for that thing. It's called yichdoi. Yichdoi becomes asur for the whole Shabbos because it becomes muktzeh machmas isur. But if it's not yichdoi, if there was an isur over there but it wasn't designated for that isur, maybe you don't say the muktzeh for the whole Shabbos. So the first one, Norma says, kol ha-miyuchod, meaning if it was a temporary yichud. And the second one, Norma says, kol shiichdoi, only if it's a permanent main designation of the kli, and then when you have a isur in it, it becomes also for the whole Shabbos. So this is the machlekes of Rav Yirmiya and Rabbo. But says the Gemara, v'le'adina mana mardo, mana mardo. We don't know what Rav Yirmiya said and what Rabbo said. But says the Gemara, Rav Chanino quoted, Rav Yirmiya shal ha'en levenu. Rav Yirmiya asked, he quoted Rav Yirmiya saying, this levenu, this brick, lav kemiyuchod le'isruhu. He said, isn't a brick like a miyuchod le'isr? Rav Yirmiya did not say lav kiyichdo le'isr. He used the lashon miyuchod le'isr. The fact that he used lashon miyuchod, not yichdo, much Rav Yirmiya says, it suffices to become usur by the fact that it's miyuchod, even a temporary yichud. So Avihu, that means Rav Yirmiya is the one, do Omar that said, kol miyuchod le'isr usur. That said, kol miyuchod is usur, and not kol shiyichdo. And the one continues when explaining a little bit more. If it's miyuchod, we mean a temporary yichud. It's kochken if it's a permanent yichud. But man doma yichud, man doma, it says in order for it to be muktzebachas isur, has to be yichudul isur, has to be designated for that. Ha miyuchod loy. If it's only miyuchod, so then not. Says the Gemara, masniso pligo al man domar kol miyuchod li isur osur. We have a Mishnah that is arguing in the man doma that says that even a temporary yichud is osur. Well, where is the Mishnah? The Tamina Tamon, we learned there in the Mishnah, Mukhna Shelo means the wheel of a carriage. We're talking there about a Shida. Shida is a type of carriage. Mukhna is the wheel of the carriage. Now the Shida, the carriage, is a very large vessel. And when something is very large, at a certain stage, it does not get tumor anymore. If it's not metaltel easily. So the Mishnah there in Kalim says that a Shida, at a certain size in the Shida, once it's large enough, it doesn't get tumah. But what about the wheel that's connected to the carriage? Does that, with starve, does that join the carriage to become part of it? So says the Mishnah, mukhne shelo, its wheel, bizman sheini shmetet, if it could disconnect from the carriage, eina chiburlo, does not connect it to become one. Ve'eina nimded dimo, doesn't measure with it. Because the Mishnah there brings a machlekes b'sil b'chamai. If you measure the width of the carriage to be part of the carriage. But the wheel, everybody agrees, is not measured together with the carriage. It's a standalone kli. The carriage, when it goes in a biskvaris in a graveyard, it doesn't become tummy when it's large enough because it's considered to be oil zoruk, a moving tent. But the wheel is not part of it. It stands on its own. So it becomes tummy in the biskvaris. And you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to move this wheel on Shabbos if it has on it money. Why is that so? Because the wheel becomes bosses for the money on top of it. If the wheel would not be disconnected from the carriage, so it'll be part of the carriage. So then the money is not sitting on the Iker carriage. The money is sitting on the side. It's sitting on the wheel, which is not really a dover of Neatzmoy. It's not a standalone thing. So therefore, it will not become a bosses. It won't become a base for the money. But now that the wheel is a standalone kli, because it's the shmete, you can disconnect it, so you look at the wheel on its own. If the money's on the wheel becomes a basis, a base for the money. So we brought all this for what? For what the Gemara continues down on the base. V'tani Allah, it says in the Braiso, Ayu aleh mois v'noflu nigreris. If there was money on this wheel, and the money fell off, now you could carry the wheel. Why? Why don't you say once it became buses, it becomes also for the whole Shabbos, according to our mayor? Once it's also the beginning of Shabbos, it's also for the whole Shabbos. Elam, I have to say, because it's not yichdoi, it's only miyuchad. It's not designated to hold money. It's only there temporarily. So once it's out, you can carry it. So you see, according to our mayor, something which is not there on a permanent basis does not become usur. Answers the Gemara, Omar Avshesh is the Abshimin here. That's not our mayor's Mishnah. That Mishnah goes according to Abshimin. The Abshimin Omar Kobe Mutter Taltalek. Abshimin holds that if you have a fire which is lit on Shabbos, once it extinguishes, you can move it. So he doesn't hold Koldit Katsoyi. He doesn't know that something which is also beginning of a Shabbos continues to be also on Shabbos, even in Yichdo, even if it's something which is designated for it. But Ramea and Echanami maybe will hold even something which is only a temporary usage will be also the entire Shabbos. Says the Gemara Amrin, so they asked him there in Yeshivo, Lama leis anapatron ledivir akoli b'shocheach? Why don't we say this Mishto is Ramea? Hi, if it's Ramea, so why can you carry the wheel? Because we're not talking about that he put the money on the wheel purposely. He forgot the money on the wheel. He never designated even temporarily to hold on the money. Says the Gemara, leis at yochel. You can't explain the Mishnah that way. The Tanin Tamon, look there in the Hemshech of the Mishnah. If the wheel does not disconnect, it's permanently connected to the carriage. So Chibur Lo connects to it. You measure it together with the carriage. If the carriage is not causing a tumo, so the wheel doesn't cause tumo. And you can carry the wheel even though there's money on the wheel. Is Meimar Hochodivir Akoli B'Shochech? That part of the Mishnah is talking only B'Shochech? No. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if he placed the money there intentionally, you could still carry it because the wheel is not separate from the carriage. It's only a side of the carriage. So the same way the end of the Mishnah is talking about even when you did it intentionally, so the beginning of the Mishnah is also talking when you did it intentionally. And there it says that once the money fell off the wheel, you could carry the wheel. How can you carry the wheel? Wasn't it designated in the beginning of Shabbos? So it's a raya that you see that according to our mayor, something which is not permanently designated for that, is not also for the entire Shabbos. And the only way to get out of it is to say this is Rav Shimon. Continues the Gemara and says, there's another Mishnah that it's proving that when according to our mayor, something which is only miyuchod, it's only a temporary designation, it's not also, and it's a question about the Omer that says it is. The Tanina we learn later, when you have a stone, a rock, on top of a barrel, matel tzidovin efeles, you tilt it on its side and you let the stone fall. You can't pick it up directly. But if you put it on the side, it's considered to be tiltul min hatzad. And then you can use the barrel. But how can you use the barrel? Even if you take out the stone, still it was miyuchod. It was designated to hold the rock. So you see from here that something was only miyuchod, meaning it was there temporarily. It wasn't yichdo. It wasn't the main designation of this kli. According to Ramea, it does not become also the entire Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we talk about here that he forgot the stone over there. He didn't put it there. If you put it there, even though he just put it there for a temporary basis, maybe even according to Ramea will be also the entire Shabbos. Says the Gemara, min da basro. I'll bring you a raya for the next Mishnah. If you have a barrel among other barrels, now you can't tilt it, because if you tilt the barrel, the stone will fall on another barrel. Magbio umatel tzidovinofil. So then you could pick it up and then tilt it and allow the stone to fall. So again, you see, once you let the stone fall, you're allowed to use the barrel. Says the Gemara, oidu pasala rabbi shochech. Rav will explain that as well, that he forgot the stone there, he didn't place it there, so that's why it's not a question according to this mandomar, according to our mayor. Continues the Gemara, masniso pligo amandomar, kol, according to Rav Chaim, the Girsa is, kol shi yichdoi li yisru asr. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah that we mentioned, beginning of the Daf, and questions from there, the mandomar that says, according to our mayor, only something which is designated as asr, only if it's designated permanently. The Tanin, and we learn the Mishnah. You put a basket in front of the chicks. Shialu v'shiar. Did you go up and down? V'tani alo olu me'alehim asu l'tatlum. Once the chicks went on top of it, you can move the basket. Meaning, once you have the chicks on the basket, it's also for the whole Shabbos. Why? It's not yichdo. You didn't make the basket the place for the chicks. It's only miyuchot. It's only temporarily miyuchot. And still, it's also the entire Shabbos. And the more understand, this goes according to our mayor. Says the Gemara, no. We're not talking about according to our mayor. The reason why this becomes us is because of mius, as we said in the beginning of the daf, because of disgusting. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds mukta machmas mius, not because of our mayor that holds mukta machmas iser. Omar Lei says this answer is not a good answer. But Tanya Rav Ishaya afilu seyo afilu tirkov. Seyo and tirkov are vessels that are used for measurement. They're made out of metal and they easily are cleaned up. Seir and tirkov don't become disgusting. They use it for different measurements, and different types of items go into them. They become dirty, and you clean them easily. They never become mos. And the Gemara stays with the question. Rav Yirmiyah said, "Name of Rav, the halacha is like a mayor. The muktzu machmas isur becomes also for Shabbos. Shmuel amar halacha ki Rabbi Yudah. The muktzu machmas mius is also only becomes disgusting, but now muktzu machmas isur. Rav Shuba Levi amar halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. He said halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. There's no muktzu at all, and only when the candle is lighting, then you can move it. Bon kamei Rabbi Yochanan atmat amar. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, what are you paskin?" I go with the Mishnah. Kol aner is metaltalim. You're allowed to carry all candles. Chutz min aner sheidliku bo b'Shabbos. Except the candle that was used this Shabbos. In other words, the Mishnah goes like our mayor, that once it was lit this Shabbos, it's also the whole Shabbos, even after it was extinguished. Rav Shimon Malakish hoire be'at rabulis. In that place, Rav Shimon Malakish paskin, menor ketanim utez etaltal, a small candle, after extinguished, you're allowed to carry it like Rav Shimon. Rav Chalvu v'Ravo, what do they hold? Kamei Rav Chalvu loy mehavim. In front of Rav Chalvu, they didn't move the candle after extinguish, like Rav Meir. Kamei Ravo mehavim. They didn't move the candle after extinguish, like Rav Shimon. Continues the Gemara from the Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Yosso soli gabei Rav Tanchum Barchio. Bo me'adarta kamei. Rav Yosso came in front of Tanchum Barchio and he wanted to move the candle after extinguish. Omar Leib Efaneinu, you're doing it in front of my face. In other words, I hold. You're not allowed to do this. You can't do this. In other words, he paskin like Rav Meir. So now you have another story. Rabbi Gilo went in front of Rabbi Chanino, but Ma'adarte wanted to move the candle. He says, "Who allowed you to do that?" In other words, he holds a kamer. It's asur. So the Gemara Ashkachas Rav Rabbi Chanon Elin the Asur Chado. Meaning, the Gemara summarizes the Rav Rabbi Chanon holding that it's asur like a mayor. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rabbi Shimon Lakish Elin the Shari Chado. Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rish Lakish, they hold in the same way that it's mutter. In other words, the machlekes, do we paskin like Rabbi Meir or we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Taf Lamed Beis.